And our next interviewee, Wayne Williams, clerk and recorder, El Paso County. He just went through a very interesting election with, under the new, very lax election laws. Is that a fair...
Very lax is a very good description. We have a system now that passed on a party line vote that allows people to walk in, claim they live in the district, and register immediately. It allows people to register at the polls and immediately cast a regular ballot without any verification that they actually do live in the district or that they actually are even a Colorado resident or a citizen of the U.S.
And you actually... Let's back up a little bit. Obviously, we just had a recall election. In that district includes the dorms of one Colorado college.
That is correct.
Colorado Springs. Now, we had heard, and obviously this is from people outside, so we don't know what happened inside the door, but that there were students coming up with, driving up with foreign state plates, other plates, out-of-state plates. Gosh, I'm tired, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a long day. Out-of-state plates. Saying they were freshmen, which I believe at Colorado College, most of those freshmen live in the dorms, and there were rumors out there that they actually used the address of the dorms to register to vote in Colorado Springs.
And under the new law that's passed, you can use the dorm as your address. We had 268 people in the month, in those first 10 days of September, while that election was going on, that newly registered or changed their address to El Paso County. And what we're doing is sending out letters to those individuals saying, hey, welcome, and here's how you get your driver's license as a Colorado driver's license. Here's how you register your car as a Colorado vehicle. Here's how you pay taxes in Colorado. And so it serves a couple purposes. First, for those that legitimately moved into the area, and people move into Colorado all the time. I moved in 21 years ago. It tells them some very helpful information. For those who are not legitimate, if they're not actually at the address, that letter bounces back to us. We can then investigate and work with the district attorney to prosecute individuals who don't really live in the district at all. And then we can also then follow up and ensure that those individuals ultimately are doing the things they promised to do when they registered.
Well, and let me even get more specific here, because this is what's going to be interesting. The dorms at Colorado College were not open 22 days. I believe they were open 19 days, if that was the number we had right. We had a couple callers calling and hit us with that. The dorms were not open until 19 days before the election. Well, the law says 22 days, you have to have a legal residence in the state of Colorado. Now, if you happen to find people who registered to vote that day, use the dorms as their address, and they said they've been in the state for 22 days and they came from another state, I'm guessing it wouldn't be that hard to prove they didn't.
Well, and that's one, if you're a freshman who just showed up, then there's a legal issue. And we'll be working with the district attorney, Dan May, to prosecute individuals who registered illegally. If you were a sophomore, you're coming back, and this is your home, as loosely defined under this new law that was passed, there may not be anything illegal about that.
Right.
We'll investigate. We'll look at it. But if you just moved to Colorado, you moved Labor Day weekend to start college, and then you registered to vote 3 days later, there's an issue, and we'll be working with the district attorney to prosecute those individuals.
And a lot of those students, I understand, they were just rounded up, so they don't have any idea.
In the past, there had been a polling place at times at Colorado College. One of the things that the new law did away with is neighborhood polling places.
Mm-hmm.
But we do know that there were groups that paid to rent vehicles so that kids could be driven down. At least that's the report that we received. And again, if they're legitimate Colorado voters, that's fine. But if they're not, there's a legal issue, and we'll be working with the DA on that.
And let me ask you a question. I mean, obviously, John Caldera did what he did to prove a point.
Mm-hmm.
He never registered a vote. He did put in a ballot. How much trouble do you think they are actually going to try? How far do you think the Democrats will try to push this?
Well, John did register to vote
right.
In El Paso County.
But he did not register. He did not vote for anyone. That's how
he did not vote
it.
For anyone. But if the registration was false, that's a crime in and of itself. Now, my understanding is that John did change his driver's license address, that John did sign a lease for a
bedroom
apartment.
It was a week-to-week lease, yeah.
In Mark Barker's house, a former state rep. And the Attorney General is investigating that case to see whether there was anything inappropriate. But if that was his legitimate intent, if he, under this new law, if that's the place that he now resides at, he may not have broken the law.
And they're the idiots who put the word intent. You can't, I'm sorry, but intent goes to right here. Intent goes inside your head.
Right.
Well, and it's a ridiculous bill, and it's the reason that Secretary of State Scott Gessler and I, Wayne Williams, the El Paso County Clerk and Recorder, both went up to Denver and the legislature and testified in both the Senate and the House to say this is a huge problem. You should not pass this bill. You have not run it through. And then we had all the issues where the judge said it was fatally flawed because it didn't actually match the Colorado Constitution. And that's what happens when you run through a partisan bill as a late bill without process, without wanting to actually listen to the people.
And the Libertarian Party found a loophole and sued so that people had to come to the poll instead of have a mail-in ballot. How hard would that track with a mail-in ballot?
By the way, Republican Party, you really should thank the Libertarian Party right now because they really did do you a favor, especially because they, and I hate to say this, they didn't have their stuff enough together to get a Libertarian on the ballot.
Right.
That could have been more interesting. But, hey, the Libertarians helped the Republicans out. It's about time you actually thank them. Just a thing. So let's, we're the only ones who are going to have this announcement.
Right.
We have a big announcement. We are breaking it right now. Last segment of Grassroots Radio Colorado. Scott Gessler has announced that he's going to run for governor of the state of Colorado.
Yes.
There's a big empty spot in one of the most important positions in the state.
Mm-hmm.
Secretary of State. So do we know anybody who might be sitting across from us at this table who might be running?
I think so.
On October 1st, I'll be filing paperwork to run for Secretary of State.
Okay.
I think it's absolutely critical that we have an individual who supports the right to vote and protecting that for those who legitimately have that ability, and so that those votes are not diluted by individuals who are voting illegally. We want to make sure that everyone who legally has the right to vote has that opportunity to do so. And we did that in El Paso. We had no lines. We had 49 hours of polling places open. We had every single voter within 7 minutes of one of the new voter service and polling centers. And so I believe very strongly in protecting that right to vote for all legitimate Coloradans.
But you suppressed the vote. Sorry, sarcasm off. I don't want people to think Colorado polls are right down. He says he's suppressing the vote. That was what they did. They said that was the attack, that you were suppressing the vote.
You know, it's an interesting attack because, first, the few people who said that never contacted our office, and I don't even think are actually from Colorado Springs, so they never actually paid attention to anything. But we had, as I said, every single voter was within 7 minutes of a polling place, and there were no lines. Mm-hmm. And so everyone could walk up and vote. It was a great process. We even got thanked by Common Cause, thanking us for working to make voting a great experience for the citizens of El Paso County. And so I believe strongly that, everyone who's legally entitled to do so should have that ability to vote. But part of the role of anyone in charge of the elections is to ensure that your legitimate vote isn't diluted by someone who doesn't have the legal ability to vote.
Well, if I understand this correctly, the reason Angela Heron said that the vote was suppressed was because there were no mail-in ballots. Is that so?
That was her excuse.
You could actually lay that on the Libertarians then.
Well, actually, it's not the Libertarians. It's the Colorado Constitution.
Right.
It says you can turn in a petition to run up to 15 days before the election. So they did that, actually, in El Paso County. It wasn't until the Tuesday after Labor Day that their deadline for the protest of the decision that she did not make the ballot ended. And so we then knew Wednesday morning and Thursday morning we opened the polls. So we did that as quickly as it was possible to do. And you simply can't mail out ballots to people if you have a 5-day turnaround for an election. You can't mail them out. You can't get them back. And that would have been a very grave disservice to the citizens to say, hey, we mailed you a ballot. You got it after the election's over. Too bad. And so we worked very hard to make it so that everyone could easily get into a place to vote in a very good process. And it's interesting Heron said that. And of course, the commentator caught her on that.
Wait
a second. You've got, traditionally, you have 12 hours to vote. At most places around the country, you have 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on election day. We had 49 hours in El Paso County. Pueblo actually knew their ballot a little bit ahead of time because no libertarian turned in a petition, so they had a few more.
They had a whole week of yeah. early ballot, of early
so there voting. there was no suppression whatsoever. Anyone could walk in, have that opportunity to vote, and not even a line. So we had people coming in. You could park your car, get in, vote, and get back to your car within less than 15 minutes. And that's a pretty easy process. And so anytime someone loses, there's always a sour grapes approach. Blame someone else. Don't blame the fact that you wouldn't listen to the people, that you wouldn't even let sheriffs testify when they came up and said, I'm here to tell you about why this is a bad bill for public safety, and just cut that off and won't even listen to the people. And I think any time you do that, the people have the right to be outraged and to say, we need to replace the leadership.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. Wayne Williams, El Paso County Clerk and Recorder, the gentleman who just ran a very good election down in El Paso County.
Thank you.
A tough recall election, a tough special election. Got it done. Now he is running for Secretary of State here in Colorado to replace Scott Gessler, who is running for governor. Congratulations and good luck, sir.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on again.
And thanks for being with us.
See you.
We will talk.
Thank you.
We definitely want to hear about the prosecutions, too.
Well, as soon as we know more, we will pass it on.
That'd be great.
We'll be in touch.
Hey, I want to take